We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Congratulations!
It's the Breakfast Club 10-year anniversary.
10 years.
10 years at the Breakfast Club.
Doing your thing.
Doing what you're doing.
And being honest with you.
You done had a job for 10 years. Everything's Gucci over there.
Wow! 10 years. Shout out to the best doing it, man.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Damn.
Y'all getting old. Y'all been holding it down for 10 years.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Man, y'all been together longer than some people have been married. I'm proud of y'all.
The voice of the culture.
Peace, love, and let's go to 20 years.
Congratulations. Good morning, USA.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. Good morning.
Yes, it's Friday. Good morning.
What's happening?
The East Coast is being hit with snow. It's finally winter, I guess you can say.
I mean, it's been winter. It's just, I guess, you know, when snow hits the ground, you know, it looks a lot more like winter. But climate change is still real, people. Because, what, it's January 7th, and this is what, maybe the second bit of snow we've seen? Or yeah, the first one was
like a little sprinkle, I guess. It didn't stay long, a couple of hours.
And,
but now they are on the East Coast, by, you know, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, I think Philly, Maryland. We're getting a little snowstorm. I mean, kids' schools are closed today. They said don't even try to come. We're not even going to wait to see what happens. So their schools are closed. My son's schools are closed. And it's shut down for a little bit. So we at the crib this morning.
It's all good.
Yes,
happy
indeed.
To be alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is easy. This is a breeze to get through.
Absolutely.
I'd rather be alive to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I had something to do out in Virginia today. So I flew out last night. Instead of taking a flight, I figured my flight was going to get canceled. So I flew out late last night. And, man, the funniest thing happened on the plane. We were on the plane, and this older white guy, he looked like he was about maybe 72, 73. He's sitting next to me. He turns on his phone. I guess he goes to a website, and all he hears, "Hi, I'm Stephanie. What would you like to see? Because I know you have a big ill." He couldn't turn his phone down.
Oh, it's Pornhub.
Wow.
Yeah, he was on Pornhub. And the whole plane just started laughing, and he couldn't get his phone down. And, oh, man,
it
was hilarious.
Now, why the whole plane going to start laughing knowing damn well they be going to Pornhub, too?
But not when you're on a plane. Who goes on Pornhub when you're on a plane? And this is right when the lady just had finished, you know, telling you about your seatbelt, so the plane was quiet. And then all you hear is, "Hi, I'm Stephanie. And I want to see
probably
you."
He probably left it up. And then when he went on the phone, it just came back up automatically.
Man.
Exactly.
That was my laugh.
I highly doubt he was about to watch a little Pornhub on the plane. You know what I mean? And you know, like he said, he just probably had it up when he was going to turn his phone off or go to look at something, it just popped up.
You never know. He was sitting next to me. You might have felt a little sexy, man. You know, I'm a little sexy. So I don't know. You never know.
I'm shocked. That's not, that didn't start a great conversation, though. because I would feel like, you know, when you hear something like that, a bunch of people on the plane be like, oh, now we all got something in common. Or even just that little laugh would be a good icebreaker that leads maybe into, you know, something else. But no need to shame that man for something that, who knows, a large percentage of Americans do.
Man, it was funny, though. It was funny on the plane, though, bro.
Yeah, I ain't even sure.
I can imagine.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get this show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about yesterday, January 6th. We'll tell you what Joe Biden and what Kamala Harris had to say in speeches that they gave regarding what happened last year at the Capitol.
All right.
A bunch of political cap. Let's discuss.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with yesterday, January 6th. President Joe Biden marked 1 year since the assault on the U.S. Capitol, and he gave a speech where he rebuked the violence, and he also rebuked Donald Trump and Donald Trump's attempts to overthrow the 2020 election. Here is what he had to say about that election.
So let's speak plainly about what happened in 2020. Even before the first ballot was cast, the former president was preemptively sowing doubt about the election results. He built his lie over months, wasn't based on any facts. He was just looking for an excuse, a pretext, cover for the truth. He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president in a full and free and fair election. There is simply zero proof the election results were inaccurate. The former president didn't lose those races. He just lost the one that was his own.
Some more of what Joe Biden had to say about Donald Trump. And some people were saying this has been his most forceful speech about that day since.
He tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. We didn't see a former president who had just rallied the mob to attack sitting in the private dining room off the Oval Office in the White House, watching it all on television and doing nothing. The former president of the United States of America has created and spread a web of lies about the 2020 election. And because his bruised ego matters more to him than our democracy or our Constitution, he can't accept he lost.
All right, afterward, Joe Biden told reporters that the way to heal is to recognize the extent of the wound. He said, you can't pretend this is serious. If you got to face it, that's what great nations do. And Kamala Harris also spoke, and we found out that she was evacuated from the DNC headquarters that day, minutes after a pipe bomb was discovered nearby. Here's what she had to say about January 6th.
On that day, I was not only vice president-elect, I was also a United States senator, and I was here at the Capitol that morning at a classified hearing with fellow members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Hours later, the gates of the Capitol were breached. I had left, but my thoughts immediately turned not only to my colleagues, but to my staff, who had been forced to seek refuge in our office, converting filing cabinets into barricades.
I feel like yesterday was just a show. You know, it all felt like political cap. It just all felt like political cap. Like, I watched the news a lot yesterday, and, you know, so many lawmakers and political pundits were saying what happened, you know, on 1-6-21 is not the norm. But yet I still feel like our elected officials in the Department of Justice damn sure are moving like it's normal. You know, if Trump is behind it, push for the Department of Justice to prosecute him if you're the president of the United States of America. Like, I don't want to hear about how our democracy was threatened, but we prevailed. Until they start really prosecuting these domestic terrorists, until the members of Congress and the president who helped plan this attempted coup all get indictments, it's all political cap. Like, forceful is telling the DOJ to do their job and, you know, lock those people up and prosecute them. That's what forceful is. It just all felt like a show yesterday to me. And then I was reading this article in Time magazine that talked about how 725 people were arrested, and only 71 of those individuals have received criminal sentences for what happened on January 6th. And the rest are, you know, awaiting trial or haven't reached a plea agreement yet. And they said that the median prison sentence so far for the January 6th rioters is 45 days.
Bro.
Like, come on, man. There's no consequences for what happened.
It all seems like BS. You know, in any other country in the world, if you tried to take the country over, what would happen to you? So you look at some of these people that tried that, and they got 5 years, 4 years. Some got the guy that opened up the door got probation. But then you looked at the Spanish brother who he said his brakes didn't work on his truck, and they gave him 100 years.
I think about people serving life in prison in our country for, you know, ounces of marijuana, like an ounce of marijuana, an ounce and a half of marijuana. People like Alan Russell, he's doing a life sentence, you know, for an ounce and a half of marijuana. It's just like, come on, man. Like, until, you know, the president and the members of Congress who helped plan this attempted coup all get indictments, until you start really prosecuting these members of Vanilla ISIS, it's all political cap.
Bro, you have a better off finding who pulled the gun out on Amy from Jeopardy than doing all that things that you just said.
Man, goddamn, man. Here you go. You're about to hurt my heart again. Have they not caught those people yet?
I don't know.
Gee, have they not caught? They need to catch those people and throw the book at them, man. How you rob Amy from Jeopardy?
My God.
Boy, these people are savages out here.
All right. Well, that is front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Tonight.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
Check out this Breakfast Club rewind.
Kevin Hart's in the building. I mean, I got thrown out the movie. I tried to watch the movie and
right,
tried to support the special.
Brother,
I went to go see the special.
You don't listen. Let's get back to, you don't listen. Okay? It's simple rules, man. Don't pull your phone out.
Kev,
I told you they told me. I told you that.
He said, Kev, I'm DJ Envy first.
Kev, Envy pulled out his phone out there. They're trying to throw him out. What you want to do? They got to learn.
Taking you back, right back with the classic rewind.
Rewind.
It's the Breakfast Club.
I thought this was a podcast.
Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's going on, Envy? It's Mello.
Mello, what up, brother? Get it off your chest, man.
Yo, man, I know this is a complete switch up from last year, but I think we need Trump back. I'm not even going to hold you, bro.
Oh,
like,
God.
Trump would have shut this
thing
down, gave us UE, you know what I mean? Gave us the PPP.
You know Trump caused this.
I mean... But what did Joe Biden do? He ain't do nothing. He ain't even take nobody out to dinner. Like, he just out here not doing nothing, talking about, you don't vote for me, you're not black, but haven't done nothing for us this whole time. Like, I'm okay with the racism in front of my face instead of the racism behind my back, you feel me? I'd rather Trump. At least he gave us UE and the PPPs, you heard? Like, we outside. I'm trying, like, come on, lock this stuff down. Like, Joe Biden bugging.
His name is Joe Biden.
So you're saying that you can just be bought, Mello, because, you know, Joe Biden could do the same thing. He might end up doing it before the few years is out. Put a little stimmy in your pocket.
Listen, I'm not saying I can be bored. How did you find that out of that?
Because you said you want to go back.
Because you said that you want him back because that he put money in your pocket. So what if this new president puts money in your pocket?
I mean, he ain't do nothing for black people, so he still can't. He's still not valid. Like,
but I'm saying, what if he does? I'm just hypothetically playing white devil's advocate here. What if he does? What if he does put some money in your pocket? Mello, then what? What if he puts more in your pocket?
He has to do something only for black people for him to be back in my good graces. Then he got to throw some bread in my pocket. Then we can talk. You feel me? Take me out to dinner, Joe Biden.
Trump never did anything only for black people. By the way, no president has ever done anything only for black people.
I know that, no president, no other president elect other said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. At least I haven't heard of it.
He did say that. That is a fact.
Exactly.
I was there.
I think Donald Trump said a lot of crazy things. I don't know if you recall.
Nah, he definitely did, but I respect it more because you wasn't like tiptoeing behind it. You said it with your chest. All right, bet. You showed your hand. You said it. You stood on it. As opposed to Joe Biden. You don't vote for me, you're not black. I see what you're saying.
I mean, I've heard that sentiment. You know, a lot of people was like, well, at least we know, you know, where the other party stood, or stands. I don't mean stood, because they're still standing there. Meanwhile, you know, this party tells us a bunch of things to our face, but then behind our back, they, you know, do things that actually halt our progress and don't help at all. So I understand what you're saying, but I disagree. Respectfully.
I thought they just passed this huge infrastructure bill that has never been done before. A bipartisan bill that's going to help us? No?
Yeah, but that's not something that's
change.
Just...
We don't
that's
care
not,
about climate change.
That's, yeah, that's not just black people.
Of course, but that's not something that's...
We care about tax credits. No, I'm not saying it's just for black people, but I'm saying things have been done. We just said no president's ever done anything that's just for black people. We're not going to... we're not going to act like nothing at all got done. Nothing.
Yeah, but yeah, we're also not going to act like the promises that they made on the campaign trail are getting done. George Floyd Policing Act, you know, student loan debt, you know, Build Back Better. And we know why they're not getting done. They're not getting done because you got people like, you know, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema blocking them, but they won't even call them out. They won't even call out people in their own party and say how those people are blocking our progress. So I understand people's frustration right now in a real way. If you're not frustrated, you're not paying attention. Oh, you just don't care.
All right.
I don't think that warrants me saying I want Trump back in office.
That's not even a conversation. That's Melo's opinion. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. 1051.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Anthony.
Anthony, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Oh, man. Good morning, DJ MV, Charlamagne, and Angela Yee. Have you heard the story that you told about on the plane with the older guy that pulled out his phone and Pornhub popped up? Mm-hmm. I have a story about a coworker at a Christmas party. We were playing a game, and it required us to look up something on our phone. He was sitting at a table with a bunch of the single women at our company, and he pulled out his phone, and guess what he had on his phone? Pornhub.
Damn it, man.
So he looked over on his phone, and it looked the way he turned red, and I was there for him for the party.
Damn it.
Well, how come people don't treat that like they treat anything else you got in common with somebody? Like, if I was on a plane and somebody, you know, opened up their phone and I saw a Dallas Cowboys star. You see them with a Dallas Cowboy hat, you give them a head nod. Why you don't give people a head nod when you see them on Pornhub? Hey, you got Pornhub, don't you?
I understood his pain, but I'm not a female, so I'm you know, but before I go, I want to give a rest in peace to Fraxamillion. He was one of the spearheads in the hi-fi movement, making beats and a producer in the Bay Area. He passed away from a heart attack a couple of days ago. Mm-hmm. I want to give a rest in peace to him in all seriousness. But besides that, I enjoy the show. I've been listening for
years. It was a heart attack?
Yeah, heart attack. That's why I heard. That's why I heard.
Wow.
But 42 years old, I think.
Yeah, 42 years old.
I know.
Thank you,
I don't know why I thought it was some type of illness or something. I was like, a heart attack. Yikes.
Damn. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Xanity.
Hey, Xanity, get it off your chest.
Hey, so I just wanted to speak on that January 6th coup that happened last year.
Yes, sir.
So I'm a military veteran. I was actually in the Navy for 5 years. I did 4 deployments in my first 4 years. And that is not what I fought for. That is not what my brothers and sisters fought for. And we do not stand for that. We don't agree with any of that. Now, I think it's great that you guys are trying to bring education to this, bring a light to this. And I think it's great what you guys are doing. One thing that Angela Yee said yesterday, she said, we do have to get out and vote. And I do believe that because president is just a face. Honestly, it's the congressmen and women and it's the legislators that we have to go every couple years and vote for. And a lot of people don't know about that, or they don't know who they're voting for. They don't know what they stand for. And they just vote who's already in office because it's what they're comfortable with. But now we have to look at, you know, putting limits on their terms and doing just like a president, because these people are allowed to sit for years and years and just do whatever they want and be behind the scenes while the president gets all of the flack for everything that happens in this country.
Well, you know, there's members of Congress right now who actually should be getting indicted because of their role
they played
in assisting in the coup. So, like, when you see things like that happen, and so for me, man, when I see the people that I voted for, the elected officials that I voted for, not speaking to that, not actually pushing the DOJ to do that, I feel like I should be hearing the president say, man, we need to be locking these people up and prosecuting them. We need to be locking up the members of Congress who helped, if they helped, in prosecuting them. I feel like I should be hearing more of that. When I don't hear that from my elected officials, it's like, it discourages me a lot.
And we definitely appreciate your
Absolutely.
Service, sir.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple hours after it happened, Mitch McConnell was saying, oh, we all need to just come together and move past this. But there is no moving past this. It's a new day That's in America, right. and it's caused a lot of issues for America.
That's right.
Yeah. I agree. My dad, who served as well, I was actually at his house last year, this same time when the coup happened. We were watching it on television. And he was like, everybody who ran up in that building should be shot. He was like, that's what we fought for, to protect our country. And it was any other country, they'd have shot those people as they breached that security.
Yeah, I don't even like when they use the word riot. Like, that was more than a riot. That was an attempted coup of this country. That was an insurrection. Those people are traitors. You get killed for that in other countries. And you had a president and elected officials in Congress who enabled that and assisted in that, but yet they're just still there every day working? Come on, man. Until those people start getting indictments, all of this is like political cap. All that, the anger that you see and the so-called outrage, is all cap until those people get indictments.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Spell COUP.
C-O-U-P.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. Get it off your chest, 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. Call us up right now. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, and this is crazy, but how did Julia Fox, who is Kanye's, I guess, new, quote, girlfriend, already do an interview with Interview Magazine about him? We'll tell you what she had to say about the two of them and their instant connection.
Hey, I'm confused. Didn't he just say he wanted his wife back? Rumors next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Nas has done a new NFT deal, and they announced that Royo will be teaming up with Nas to sell extended versions of NFTs. Now, this NFT will give fans a chance to obtain streaming royalty rights to Nas's King's Disease and King's Disease 2 songs, Ultra Black and Rare. So when they drop the NFT on their website, which is happening January 11th, there's a limited amount of tokens that you can purchase. And then Nas will be giving up 50% of his streaming rights for each of those songs. Got it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So get ready for that to happen on the 11th. All right. Now, I don't know if you guys have been watching any of the Real World Homecoming Los Angeles, but Tammy Roman got into it with her co-star David Edwards. Now, the two of them already, it seems, don't like each other from what happened decades ago when he pulled the covers off of her and she was in the bed on The Real World and she wasn't fully clothed. And so that was embarrassing. She was uncomfortable when that happened. Now, the two of them got into it over the Black Lives Matter movement. And she was telling him, what's happening in this country is Black people are still considered less than. And at this point, I feel like you're not understanding because you don't want to. And he goes on to, I guess, go back and forth with her about how he wants to come together and how if we want to worry about Black Lives Matter first, we need to stop Black on Black crime before that and to kind of play within the rules. Then she brought up the fact that, well, what if your daughter has a son? You have to start worrying about these things now to set it up for the future because you don't want to have to deal with police brutality and things like that for our future children. And Tammy ended up having to call her husband, Reggie, to come to the show to defend her because he was threatening to rip her wig off. Okay,
really?
Here is what...
I didn't necessarily need to call my husband to handle an altercation with David. The reason I wanted to take that route was because I have several jobs. I fought hard to change the narrative that was out about me and how I interact with people from basketball-wise. I have a lot going on that I'm not willing to jeopardize over David and his shenanigans.
I get it. I ain't mad at her. I mean, if she's ever in a situation where she feels like somebody said he's going to put hands on her, that's what she's supposed to do. Now, don't get it twisted. I know Tammy could take him hands down, but yeah, she should do that. If you at an age where you can't use your words and when somebody says something that bothers you or hurts you, the first thing you got to do is resort to violence. Yeah, absolutely call your husband. Your husband is huge.
Yeah, I got to salute Tammy Roman, a.k.a. Big Bonnet. You know what I mean? I respect her girlfriend evolution because back in the day, Tammy would have smoked the Newport down to the filter and absolutely put hands on David.
Drag
quick, okay? And also, Tammy, you don't have to give no explanation as to why you went to go get your husband, you know, to handle issues with a man. That's what you're supposed to do. I respect it. And by the way, even if she just told her husband that story as a recap, like, you're like, "Hi, baby, how was your day?" And your wife tells you that, as a husband, you're probably going to go step to that dude anyway.
Yes.
With or without her saying, you know, "Hey, I need you to go handle that for me."
And mind, your husband's like 6'7", like 240, something like that, crazy. So it was a little straight.
I mean, David said in the confessional, he said, in the confessional, David said, "The bitch is heated now. I'll snatch that MFing wig faster than that effing blanket." So the fact that he even brought up what he did previously, that was messed up and embarrassing.
Come on, man.
And then he was on the phone and he kept making repeated jabs about her wigs and wanting to snatch it. And talking about how happy he was that his daughter had her natural, real hair.
Yeah, you're not going to call my wife a bitch on TV and threaten to snatch her wig. I understand it's reality TV and it's entertainment, but, you know, you still got to be
respectful.
And Tammy, you got to watch Envy because, boy, he described your husband something serious just now. Say it again, Envy.
What? I said he like 6'7", 240. I met the brother before. That's
before
why.
That you, before that, you said he was like, "He is big."
I didn't say it like
you
that.
You said that. I heard you.
Big,
yes, you did.
I did not.
Why you pause?
So I want to watch Real World Homecoming Los Angeles. That comes on Wednesdays on Paramount. Now let's talk about Kanye West and his new relationship with Julia Fox. And she's already spoken exclusively to Interview Magazine, where she talks about meeting Kanye in Miami on New Year's Eve and having an instant connection with him. She said his energy is so fun to be around. He had me and my friends laughing, dancing, and smiling all night. We decided to keep the energy going and fly back to New York City to see Slave play. Ye's flight landed at 6 and the play was at 7 and he was there on time. I was impressed. After the play, we chose to do dinner at Carbone, which is one of my favorite restaurants, obviously.
This is whack. They just met 6 days.
That's doing a lot, don't you think?
Yes, 6 days.
Well,
they just
she also said he took her to a hotel and presented her with some gifts. She said, "I mean, I'm still in shock. Ye had an entire hotel suite full of clothes. It was every girl's dream come true. It felt like a real Cinderella moment. I don't know how he did it or how he got it all of it there in time, but I was so surprised. Like, who does things like this on a second date?" But she said she doesn't know where things are headed. If this is any indication of the future, she said, "I'm loving the ride."
Well, who does things like this on a second date? Who does photo shoots and interviews?
On the first day, second day. That's wow.
Like, come on, man. But that's what she does. Isn't she like a magazine model? Because I saw she did a shoot with Pete Davidson for Paper Magazine a couple years ago. So that's what that's what she does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's an actress. She's an actress. She's an Uncut Gems.
So. Oh, she's like, okay. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something, though. I don't know. You know, all I know is all this does is help the Kardashians. Let me tell you something, man. The Kardashians are one of the greatest dynasties of all time because we've been in a reality show era for at least a couple of decades now. Like, and they are the GOATs at it. Best to ever do it. They dominate all the entertainment headlines. Yep. There's always all eyes on them. And whenever I see a lot of noise around the Kardashians, I say to myself, well, when is the new season starting? And lo and behold, 2 days ago, they dropped the trailer for their new show on Hulu. They are genius. Don't ever think that the things that they do are for no reason.
Drop a bomb for the man.
All right.
I'm telling you.
I know as a woman, all this does is make him feel not so bad about moving on and dating somebody else publicly. All right, do you. I'm going to do me. I don't have no guilt at all.
No, he wants his wife back.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
Kim, like, is y'all watching the show or not?
Like
the Hulu trailer dropped too. Kim, like, drop the Hulu trailer, man. Okay? While we got all this noise around us. Per usual.
All right. Well, that was your rumor report. Now we got front page news next, Yeezy.
Yes. Are you ready to get your fourth dose of the COVID vaccination? We'll tell you what they're now saying is going to be needed this fall.
I'm just getting the third dose next week.
Drinks
what do you mean fourth
bar.
Dose?
You've had enough. You've had enough drinks.
Sheesh. All right. We'll talk about it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, Antonio Brown has been released from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and head coach Bruce Arians did have a press conference to discuss what happened. Now, if you recall, Antonio Brown released a statement. He said he would have to undergo surgery for an ankle injury. He said that's what kept him out of the game against the Jets. And here is what Bruce Arians has to say about that.
He ever asked a trainer or a doctor about his ankle. I was never notified of it.
He was very upset at halftime about who was getting targeted. Got that calmed down. Players took care of that. It started again on the sideline. We called for the personnel group that he had played in the entire game. He refused to go in the game. That's when I looked back and saw him basically wave off the coach. That's when I said, you're done. Get the F out of here. You can't force a player to play. I mean, they have that choice. It's their body.
So Antonio Brown made a choice. And I'm never judging somebody for making a choice. I can't tell someone how to react to something that happened to them.
Mm-hmm. Now, in his statement through his attorney, Antonio Brown said, they told us in writing, don't spin this any other way. I have stress. I have things I need to work on. But the worst part of this has been the Bucks' repeated effort to portray this as a random outburst. They're telling people that first I walked off, then I was cut. No, no, no. I was cut first, and then I went home. They threw me out like an animal, and I refused to wear their brand on my body, so I took my jersey off.
I agree with that. They did make it seem like it was a random outburst, and then, you know, you had everybody saying, oh, well, it could be CTE, it could be, you know, mental health issues. All I saw was a man making a choice. You know, whether or not me or you would make that choice, I don't even think that matters, because like I said, I can't tell someone how to react to something that happened to them. That's on him, and I hope he can live with the consequences of his choice. Mm-hmm.
All right, now the CEO of Moderna is saying that a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccination will be needed this fall. He said that while he was at a Goldman Sachs organized healthcare conference, that they're working on a booster shot focused on the Omicron variant, but it's unlikely that it will be available in the next 2 months. He said, I still believe we're going to need boosters in the fall of 2020 and 2022 and forward. So they did announce that.
Why are they doing it for the Omicron?
Booster market sales.
Should they be doing it for ICU or whatever that new thing is? Like, it seems like we're always
the Howard University joint.
Yeah, the Howard the new strain. ICU.
What's the one?
You know,
IHU.
Seems like they're doing it for Omicron, but now they're saying IHU is taking over.
Question: you know, there's no doctors here on the Breakfast Club. Clearly, our scientists. But if COVID is going the way of the flu, folks are going to have to get vaccinated every year anyway, right? Because the flu mutates every year, and people got to get vaccinated every year. So folks going to have to get vaccinated every year anyway, right?
They're saying two times a year now. Yeah, maybe three.
This is looking like it's going to be here to stay. Clearly. Mm. All right. I wonder why they keep
calling it boosters, though, as opposed to just saying, you know, you got to get vaxxed again. Like, why do they? I don't know. And I also will say that when my whole house had COVID a couple of weeks ago, my mom and older sister didn't get it. And they're vaxxed and boosted. So I don't know, man. Do you? If you want to be four shot shorty, I'm not judging you.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, Yee was telling us this story behind the scenes about this, this guy and his father. How were they making money, Yee?
Yeah, his name is Jake Herbert. He and his dad are making a lot of money on OnlyFans. Now, first, Jake was on there by himself. He said he was making up to $9,000 a month posting nude pictures of himself. But then he wanted to figure out a way to make more money, and he got super creative and called on his dad. Now, the two of them actually are together on OnlyFans doing some pretty frisky photo shoots in the nude, and they make $40,000 a month. They're not, like, having sex or anything, but they're, you know, doing stuff
in the shower. They took showers with each other, yeah.
He hasn't given his father's name. His dad is a plumber. His dad works as a plumber. But
I'm sure.
Wow. Man, life is so absurd. Envy, don't you get
girlfriend.
No idea.
He said his girlfriend is very supportive, and the income has helped fund their lifestyle.
I'm just saying.
Logan, don't you let your money chasing daddy gas you up. You got a bright future ahead of you. You don't got to do that, Logan.
How was that conversation? Like, how do you call your dad and be like, hey, dad, you know, I was taking these naked pictures and I'm making some money, but I think if me and you get in the shower together naked, I think we can make some. Like, how does that
conversation happen? Let's get this money. Let's get this money.
$20,000.
Okay, let's get this money.
That's crazy. All right, well, let's
do some frisky pictures.
I can't judge until I see. Envy, pull it up.
Nope. You want to see? Nope. 800-585.
I don't
have 800.
I don't have an OnlyFans account. You do.
No, I don't. 800. I don't have it anymore. 800-585-1051. We're asking right now, would you do a frisky photo shoot with your moms or with your pops to make some money on OnlyFans? That's what we're asking.
800.
Why you bringing the moms into this?
Because with ladies too, man. Maybe
if it's a woman. It might be where her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we talking about daddy son bonding time right now,
or daughter mom bonding time. It's the same thing. Like, what would you do that to make some money? 800-585-1051. Charlamagne, let me ask you a question. How much money would it take?
Nope. No. 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 Ernie? No.
Kid and play? Me and you?
No. No.
All right, we'll talk about it behind the scenes. But 800-585-1051.
No, you're not talking about nothing behind the scenes. I'm not talking about nothing behind you and you're not getting behind me. Stop. It's a new year.
800-585-1051. Would you do risky Frodo, frisky Frodos with your moms or your pops to make some money? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now. Call me. Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic. Break it down. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just join us, we're asking, would you take, I guess, risque or frisky pictures with your mom or dad to make a little money? Now, where's this story coming from, Yee?
This is coming from Jake Herbert. He's on OnlyFans with his dad. Before his dad joined him, he was only making $9,000 a month, which is still good. But now with his dad, he's making $40,000 a month just taking pictures that are very frisky.
And they're fully nude, right?
Yes, but they're not doing anything.
Why don't you go look and see?
I'm past.
Why don't you go look and see? Stop asking Angela Yee and go look and see for yourself.
Nope. So that is the question.
Envy already saw. Actually, Envy already saw because he told me they were in the shower together.
I did. No, I didn't see if they were nude, but they showed, you know, it was a story. I didn't see if they were nude. It's a story. It was on the news.
Why your tongue Millie rocking, yo? Why your tongue Millie rocking? Why your lips Millie rocking, bro?
Yo,
say
up,
what you
got to
say and say it with your chest.
Shut up.
So a minute ago, you didn't see any, but okay.
No, I just said it was
exactly.
A story.
Exactly. Now it's like, oh, I was in the shower.
You know what? Angela, would you do that, Angela? You and your mom or you and
no,
your dad
I
get
wouldn't.
The show? Charlamagne?
No.
No, I would not. We should ask you if you would do it. You the money chaser around here. Envy ain't leaving no money on the table. Envy get a new idea for some money, you know, he gonna go figure it out. $40,000 a month, Envy.
Well, yes.
Are you trying to convince Logan to go do that?
No.
You guys could walk around some homes naked and show everything. That would be a good twist.
Ah! Walk around some homes butt naked, okay? After stepping out of some luxury cars, okay? You step out of some luxury cars, the car's for sale too. Then you walk into a house butt naked, the house is for sale too. Then you and Logan go in the house in the shower just to show how good the shower is. That's money all across the board, Envy. You covering all your bases with that one.
How much you think?
I already have an idea. Look, maybe to fix your credit, you guys could do some ads naked. Sometimes you just have to make more money. It's not just about rationing things out. And my son and I have started an OnlyFans. Go for it, Envy.
Envy?
I ain't doing it.
That's a pretty good sales pitch. I don't think Logan will be with it.
It is.
But that's
good.
A good sales pitch.
Now that you're saying it is pretty good, I ain't doing that, though. But let's go to the phone lines, man. 800.
If not Logan, Caesar might. You can say Caesar's your son. Caesar might want to show off his new body.
Shut up, man. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
This is Jolene.
Jolene, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
$40,000 a month. You getting in the shower naked with your moms?
Yes. Actually, my mom's not allowed.
No hesitation.
Yeah. I definitely would. See? I mean, nakedness is 100% natural. And, like, we're very open in our family. I do it with my daughter for sure.
What?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Like, you, as soon as you said your mom passed away, I didn't even want to play with you no more. But yeah, let's tell you, condolences to you and your family. But how old is your daughter?
She's 20. She'll be 28 this month.
How would you convince her to do this?
I wouldn't have to convince her. I'd be like, 40,000. She'd be like, let's do it.
What do you do, ma'am? What do you do for a living, ma'am?
I get it.
What do I do?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm disabled. I have a rheumatoid. But nobody can tell.
What is a rheumatoid?
Rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune disease. So it like deforms your joints and breaks them down. I've had my knees replaced, but I still dance. I wear heels. People can't even tell. But people think I'm in my 30s,
When you say you dance, you said you dance in heels. So like you script? Like you exotic dancer?
Exotic dancer.
I mean, I've been to the strip clubs and danced with strippers, but no, I don't strip. I'm 47. I don't strip.
She just says she dances with heels. That doesn't mean you're a stripper.
I mean, hey, I wear heels all the time and I dance a lot, but I've had my knees replaced, like completely replaced. But me and my daughter most definitely would do it. In fact, I'm out there on the internet already because of my daughter, you know, because I'm a little colorful. So like she posts me on... what you call it, TikTok, and I don't even know it. I've got a video that's been shared 68 times. It's got like 14,000 views, and I'm never on TikTok. So,
but you naked?
My nail lady told me the other day that I'm on TikTok because New Year's Eve, I was dancing with my boyfriend. He was shaking and we were shaking it, and it's all over TikTok because of my daughter. My daughter's always taking videos of it.
Wow. All right.
I'll tell you something. It sounds like you can make some money with the whole Rubik's Cube thing.
All right, well, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
No, I would not do that. I think that's crazy. Two grown men, a father and a son, in the shower together? Is that what this is?
Yes, sir.
A 40-piece, though. 40-piece a month. 40-piece a month, King.
For some money? No. I think it's weird that people are actually buying the content. I think that's actually even more weird than the fact that there's two grown men that are related to each other in a shower together, butt naked. I think that's kind of disturbing, bro. I ain't going to hold you.
That's almost $500,000 a year. Listen, I agree with you.
Yeah, that's almost $500,000 a year. Yo, son, you would sell your butt if you wanted to, bro. If you need to, I think you would sell your butt.
I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just telling you I can see why people would do it. Think about it, bro. Think about the times that we're in. They just robbed Amy from Jeopardy, bro. You seeing all of these break-ins and everything? Yes, there's people out here that would go out there and get that $500,000 a year. I wouldn't do it. But,
you sound like low-key trying to justify it.
You sound like you subscribe.
Nah, I'm good.
You subscribe.
Listen, don't start flirting with me on here, playing with your chain and all that stuff.
Wow. Oh, so you've been watching me. You see how I. You see exactly. You see my little movements, huh? You've been watching me.
Every time I call up here, you flirting with me, bro. You gotta chill with that, man.
Whoa.
I'm gonna start charging you. For watching me play with my chain.
Wow.
Yo,
you can't watch me play with my chain for free.
You hold on, brother. Maybe
you guys can do an OnlyFans together.
Yeah, y'all can do it together. You hold on, okay?
On YouTube, I can. He said on YouTube, I can't.
All right. 800-585.
By the way, I'm not justifying this at all. I'm not, but I'm not judging either.
All right. You playing with your chain right now, boo-boo?
What'd you say?
800-585-1054.
You want to play Rubber Ducky? You want to be Rubber Ducky so bad with me? Oh, you want to be in a tub with me singing Rubber Ducky so bad? Knock it off. It's a new year. I don't want to be gay this year.
800-585-1051. All right. Would you, you know, take a picture with your dad, or take a shower with your dad or your mom or your son or your daughter?
This is very
somebody
out of context,
is just tuning in. Listen, somebody exactly. Somebody is just tuning into this show, and they're like, "What the hell is the Breakfast Club talking about?"
Explain it. This is stupid.
If you could make $40,000 a month just taking pictures, some risque pictures with your mom or your dad for OnlyFans, would you?
Naked. Call us up right now. Where the hell are we going today on this Friday? It's the Breakfast
That's
Club.
That's because somebody is... Y'all ain't saying that this is already happening. Y'all not... Y'all
it's
have
freaky,
left that
freaky,
part of the story
freaky
out.
Friday.
It's Friday. No, it's not.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I know when that I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. All right. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about a gentleman who took some risque or some frisky photos with his dad and making $40,000 a month on OnlyFans. All right. We're asking, would you do the same? Would you take risky photos with your dad or your son or your mom or your daughter? Would you do it for $40,000? Yee said no. Charlamagne is playing with his chain, and I'm saying no. All right. So
Charlamagne would not do it at all. I think that if there's anybody in this room that would absolutely think about it, it would be Envy.
No.
Y'all know Envy is a money chaser. Envy going to get that bag. All right. I think
Envy
would
already
think
has
about
an
it.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, but that was for real estate. That was to teach for real estate.
No. I heard you say three words just now, but you whispered them. Say it again.
I said that was to teach
that's
for
a
real
fact.
Estate. No, I said facts.
No, before that.
You said Envy chases the bag, and I said facts. That's a fact. But I'm not running around with my son naked to make some money.
No. Fact, you would try to convince Logan to get in that shower.
Yo, get out of here, man. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Janisha.
Janisha, good morning.
Good morning.
Janisha, now, would you take some risque photos with your mom or your daughter to for $40,000 a month?
Hell, that's $500,000 a year, yes. Granny, cousin, we all frisky family. We all gonna do it together. We all gonna get this money together.
Frisky family. Now, that's dope. Now, listen, I'm not encouraging y'all to do this, but you're already starting the process of branding. Frisky family with your grandma, your mama, and you.
It's
generations?
Yes, it's all generational wealth.
Collaborative effort.
Generational wealth.
Yes.
Now, so is this a discussion y'all gonna have this weekend?
Pretty much, yeah. 9-10. Because if he get in the bag, I know for a fact we get to the bag, too. I got beautiful women in my family, so, yeah, we get into the bag.
Okay.
Wow, where you from?
Jacksonville, Florida. Y'all follow me on Instagram.
No, that's right.
There you go.
All right. Okay, now it's all making sense. The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. But we not judging. Salute to Jacksonville.
All right. Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on, man? It's Joe Two Times from the Bronx, man.
Joe Two Times, man. You getting in the shower with your son or your dad two times for some $40,000 a month?
Not with my son, but no more, Envy. Man, y'all, this is just a time for the Jim Jones talk about his mother taught him how to tongue kiss and all of that. This is crazy, man. Like,
but
I
you
don't
said
know.
You would do it. You said you would do it with your dad.
You just said not with your son, but with your dad.
Not my son. My pops, I would definitely say yeah, but not no showers, though. We got to take some new pics, you feel me? Probably to post for the ladies and all that. It's for the ladies, so that's
are you from
not,
the Bronx?
Not
okay.
Me. You from the Bronx?
Yeah, I don't
so
care how much.
So you would do it maybe like in the gym?
In the gym? Not in the gym. Nah, that's too public. That's craziness. Nah, come on.
It's a photo shoot. Gym. It would be closed. You'd just be doing a photo shoot or maybe a personal gym.
Okay.
You could be
what about your homeboy?
Dad could be on the treadmill.
Yeah.
What about your homeboy? You call your son because he shine like one. What about him?
Yeah, I could see that. I could see me do. Yeah, all day. That's a go.
What about your homeboy that you call son because he shine like one? What about him?
Nah, that's too much of a stretch. Charlotte, that's too much of a stretch for me, man.
Like, bro, you already said you do it with your daddy. If you would do it with your daddy, you would do it with any man.
Nah, I said my pops, man. Not my daddy.
Yeah,
now.
Just his dad.
That's my pops, man.
Your pops is not your dad?
His pops.
Yeah, but you saying daddy, like, if that's like my zaddy, like, nah, we ain't doing all that.
Yeah, you can tell. I
mean? Oh, my God.
I'm just trying to set up the photo shoot of where they could be.
Nah, you're from Brooklyn.
From the Bronx. Where you from, bro? Bronx.
Oh, he from the Bronx?
Yes, sir. Yes,
the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. I just keep wanting to I want to keep reiterating that.
I can see it right now. Timberlands and Yankee fitted.
Lives,
all right, man. Goodness gracious. Let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Murph.
Murph, what up? Where you calling from?
South Carolina. Better all right. Flag. Root to the bruh.
Don't embarrass us, Murph. Murph, don't embarrass South Carolina, bro. Don't
Murph,
do it.
$40,000 a month. $40,000. You and your pops taking some new photos. Would you do it?
You wildin'. Ain't nobody. I ain't getting no part of that money. Anybody who says yes,
talk to him.
Suspect. You sus. People be selling their soul for anything. You wildin'. I ain't sitting in no shower playing with my pops for no $40,000 a month.
Nobody said play with your pops.
Big
man.
South Carolina energy.
Nobody said
big SC energy.
Nobody said you had to play with your pops.
You said frisky pictures. That's play.
Okay. Nah. What part of South Carolina are you calling from, King?
I'm Columbia, South Carolina, yo. Benedict Grad, yo.
803 Metro.
Are you? Roots of the Bros.
All right, man.
One time for the Qs out there, man. Respect.
Have a good one, brother. What's the moral of the story, y'all?
The moral of the story is money isn't everything, but everything requires money. People are willing to do some strange things for some change. They are willing to do some strange things to get it. I'm not judging.
All right. Well, yeah, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Let's talk about Jim Jones on Lip Service. And he said some things about how he learned how to kiss. And we'll tell you how they responded afterward. Both he and his mom hopped on social media to discuss.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor, rumor. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. Well, there were a lot of blog sites picking up this interview on Lip Service with Jim Jones. Now, the whole interview was about an hour and a half long, but this one part in particular ended up going viral, and that is Jim Jones talking about how he learned how to kiss.
She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she
kissed you?
It's my mother.
No, I'm just asking. Okay.
I love
my
it.
My parents
parents never. My parents kissed me, barely kissed me on the cheek.
No, so my mom just stopped kissing my son in the mouth. She showed me her tongue kiss when I was younger. Remember, my mom was 17. She's a baby.
All right. Well, after that, people were taking this clip and posting it and weighing in on what they thought about this situation. And here is what Jim Jones had to say on Alive.
For the record, I love my mama more than anything in the world. And for the record, it was a joke. People take things way too far. Don't bother us anyway, but let's get it clear. That's weak what you're trying to project. Nah, some simple, some from my childhood. We talk about childhood things. I thought that was funny. I appreciate you, mommy, for helping me out. But no, cut it short, Jack. Cut the bull. You heard?
So he said he was joking.
Yeah, he said he was joking. And Mama Jones mm-hmm. did an interview with DJ Dior Cartel. Here's what she had to say.
You're taking it wrong. I am not a nasty mother. All I am is a mother that was teaching my son exactly how to survive and how to actually be able to deal with a woman. It wasn't no tonguing down. It was a way of showing you how to tongue. He licked out his tongue. I licked out my tongue. That was that. It wasn't no mouth-to-mouth resuscitation or whatever, anything. It wasn't like that. It's all about where's my son growing up and me as a young mother showing her son how to do and deal with life with the young girl. And trust me, everybody, it wasn't about no sex.
So let me get this.
Listen,
this
man,
clear.
We all know.
He didn't kiss his mom. They just said his mom, she stuck out her tongue. It was like, you move your tongue like this, and he stuck out his tongue.
Duh.
They never tongue-to-tongue. That's,
duh.
I thought it was clear.
I thought it was clear, too, but nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. Like even when I saw it on Lip Service, I never heard Jim Jones say that they kissed each other. And then you heard his mom said, you know, I showed him how to tongue kiss. She never said we kissed each other. I don't even know how y'all got that. Why did y'all mind go to that? Because of the headline? It's because of the headline, right? I think it's the headline that twists
people's perception of things. I think I said she kissed you, and he said, that's my mom. And so, I don't know, maybe play that one more time, because I think I did ask that, because I was a little confused when he said she. I just wanted to clarify that, but let's listen to that one more time.
You're taking it wrong. I am not a nasty mother. All I am...
No,
not
Jim Jones.
You're talking about Jim Jones.
On Lip Service. Yeah, let's play that one more time so you guys can hear exactly what happened to Judge after we heard these explanations.
She told me how to tongue kiss when I was younger.
Like, what's the instructions?
It wasn't no instructions. She showed me with her mouth. Like, she
kissed you?
It's my mother.
No, I'm just okay.
I love it.
My parents barely kissed me on the cheek.
No, so my mom
just stopped kissing my son in the mouth.
She showed me her tongue kiss when I was younger. Remember, my mom was 17. She's a baby.
Yeah, he didn't say she. They.
I still
swap.
Yeah, I still think it's two different conversations going on. There. Yeah, I think it's two different conversations because he's saying his mom's showing her tongue kissing, and you said she kissed you, and he said that's my mom. I don't think he meant it like how you were thinking. You know what I mean? I think he just meant like that's my mom. Yeah,
yes.
I kissed my mom.
He didn't say yes. He didn't say yes. She kissed me. He said that's my mom. In other words, I took it as that's my mom. Like, come
people
on.
People are strange.
That's.
The internet is
but
a strange
I will say,
place, boy.
It's an interesting conversation about kissing because my parents never kissed me on the mouth, but I know a lot of you know parents do kiss their children on the mouth. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. My parents just never did that when I was growing up.
Your parents never kissed you. Your parents never took you to Disney World. You might need therapy. Have you ever thought about sitting down and talking to somebody and talking about?
They never ever.
Never saw Lion King.
They've never kissed me on the mouth. They've never kissed me on the mouth. They just haven't. Your parents kissed you on the mouth?
I don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't remember, but
did.
I know I kiss my daughters in the lips now. Like yeah, I definitely do that. I absolutely do that. So yeah. I don't understand why it's so strange when we see parents showing affection to their children. Like that's wild to me.
I don't think it's strange.
I had so many people.
That is strange. I'm just telling you what it was like for me growing up. I said my parents just never kissed me on the mouth. They would kiss me on the cheek, but they just never, ever kissed me on the mouth growing up.
I'm overly affectionate with my kids and family. I hug them all the time. I kiss them all the time. I tell them I love them. I'm overly affectionate. I want one thing they know their daddy love them. I'm overly affectionate, as I think you should as a parent, but that's just me.
But But once again, I think that's two different conversations. You know what I mean? I think we're having a conversation about affection as parents with our children. But then, you know, that conversation about what Jim and his mom were talking about was his mom showing him how to tongue kiss, but they weren't actually kissing each other.
And don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? If I'm sure 1,000% that Gia would show Logan the same way, like not kiss him, but say you move your tongue like this. Yes, Gia would show Logan the same way. I would hands down believe that.
Please. Gia, like, please be better than your daddy. You know what I mean? I love him for him. You know what I mean? Not because of any of his, not because of any of his techniques. All right.
You would always turn to me.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
I would always turn to me. You know what?
You said it. You said Gia and Logan. You brought it up. You said Gia would show Logan.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. She would. She would show him how to, you like, you use your tongue like this. Yes, absolutely. That's her son. Like, yes, that's what she's supposed to do.
She was just giving instructions. She was giving him some instructions.
Absolutely. And I'm a great kisser, show me, by the way, just to tell you that.
Okay, well, keep twisting your neck and snap your fingers as you tell me that again, sir. Okay? Jesus Christ. I did see something. Salute to my homie, Teslin Figueroa, because she posted the clip from Lip Service, and somebody left a comment under her page, and they said, I didn't teach my son how to French kiss, but I did tell him if he was a quick ejaculator, change positions and make it last longer. If he is anything like his father, he would be a disappointment.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious.
All right, well...
All right, well.
Maybe you and Charlamagne can do your OnlyFans with this.
Shut up, ye. Who are you giving your donkey to, yo?
Oh, shoot. Wow. No, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Miko, Miko Grimes. She just. Man, shut up, man. I'm two different conversations going on here. But salute to Miko Grimes. She texted me just now because she's listening. Dropping the clues bomb for Miko Grimes. And she said one thing that people are missing is Jim said his mom was 17. So Miko says she feels like she's saying she was young. She was just a young person showing, you know, her son what to do. So it's not like she was some older woman at the time.
She was 17 when she had Jim.
So
she was 17 when she had him, not when she was showing him how to kiss.
Oh, you're right.
He would have been just born.
Never mind.
He would have been
goddamn Miko.
One day old.
Damn it, Miko. Miko, me and you need to.
Come on.
Miko, do better math, Miko.
You got to do better math. You riding with her.
But we don't know how old Jim was.
Just read it. Might
have been 5 or 6. We don't know. We don't know nothing. We just talking.
Okay, she still wouldn't have been 17.
She would have been 17. She would have been 22, 23 at that time.
Oh, you're right.
What's wrong with you, man? Who are you giving your
donkey? I don't know.
I'm
just sitting there making conversation.
I see.
Oh, donkey today. Well, let's keep it in this vein. All right. Donkey today is going to a young man in Philadelphia named Jacob McFarlane. And let's just say he's ready for the metaverse.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's the
Breakfast and Taylor,
Club.
I need Taylor and Eddie in there because Taylor and Eddie from Philly. I need y'all in here while I'm doing this, please.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This don't be a donkey because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey in the day? Please tell me.
Absolutely. I have become Donkey of the Day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 7th. Freaky Friday goes to a 29-year-old Philadelphia man named Jacob McFarlane. Okay, Jacob, like so many Americans, is hungry and horny. When I say hungry, I mean hungry for employment. And I respect this man because he went out and did something that I wish more people would do, and that's go and fill out a job application. Okay, I totally understand there's a lot of people financially struggling out here. PPP and unemployment loans have dried up. The holidays just passed. Folks need money. That's why you see all these robberies and everything happening. But I've been to Chick-fil-A and Five Guys over the past couple of weeks, and I see the signs, okay? The signs say $19 an hour for employment, all right? I went to one Five Guys burger spot, and they was offering $19 an hour in free meals, okay? My inner child got excited when I saw that. I immediately thought to myself, that's a deal. If I needed a job, that would be a decent one. All right. Forget what New York City Mayor Eric Adams talking about. A fast food employee making $19 an hour and getting free meals. You might get fat, but that's a high value job when you are in need of money. Okay. And I appreciate your service, all you fast food workers out there. Drop on the clues bombs for all the fast food workers. Okay. So I have to salute Jacob McFarlane because he went and filled out an application, not at a fast food restaurant, but at an adult store. Okay, yes, Jacob went up in that John and applied for a job at that John. Did I use John right, Taylor? Taylor, you're from Philly. Did I use John right in that context?
You're saying John, like John. You gotta say it like that.
Okay, whatever. All right. Well, the John is called Adult World, okay? But clearly, Jacob was applying for this job because he needed more than money. In fact, his nut ass needed a nut. Did I say that? Did I use that in context?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Jacob allegedly walked into Adult World last week, and he grabbed a $250 Auto Blow AI and a $96 fleshlight off the shelves and then ran into the parking lot, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the Smoking Gun. Now, I know what you're thinking. What the hell is an Auto Blow AI? Well, I Googled, and the first thing that popped up is the headline, "Most men agree the Auto Blow AI is the best male sex toy. It has 10 different modes, and all of them focus on different parts of your meat." All right. Basically, it replicates human oral sex techniques. They even have an Auto Mode Blow device that mounts into your Tesla's cup holder. I don't know why a Tesla, but it mounts into your Tesla's cup holder so that you can enjoy oral sex while autopilot is engaged. And this is what Jacob McFarlane stole. Now, I need to give a hee-haw to the employee at Adult World who ran after Jacob McFarlane. Employee, if you don't sit your nut ass down, did I use nut ass down? Did I use that in the right context, Taylor?
Yes.
Okay. The worker confronted McFarlane in the parking lot, and McFarlane said, "Let go of me right now before I effing stab you." Employee, let me assure you, Adult World ain't dying for you. Okay, if you own the joint, I understand. But if you just work in there, let that man get that off so he can go get one off. All right, imagine being in the afterlife talking to people about how they ended up there. And you say because you got killed in the parking lot of Adult World in Philadelphia by a man who stole an Auto Blow AI. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to go out that way. Now, Jacob is in custody. He's in custody because the worker was able to identify Jacob because, as I told you earlier, Jacob recently applied for a position at Adult World. Now, I haven't committed a crime in a long time, so don't listen to me when it comes to criminal activity, but I don't think you should rob a place that you just applied to work at. All right? Am I correct in this? Taylor, would I be correct if I say Jacob is drawing?
Drawing? Yeah.
What is it? Drawing?
Drawing. Say drawling.
Drawling.
You gotta have the, like the Philly accent, though.
Oh, so nobody should take his crayon and paper away from him because he's drawing. It's drawling.
Yeah, like drawling.
Got you. Drawling. All you, right.
It's really drawn.
Drawn?
Yeah, there we go.
Whatever it is, police caught him in a hotel near the sex shop and found him with the fleshlight and the Auto Blow AI, as well as a knife. Okay, reports said he was in the hotel room, butt naked from the waist down, with nothing but a Jalen Hurts Philadelphia Eagles jersey on, and he had a cheesesteak from Max's. The reason he had a cheesesteak from Max's is because Max's cheesesteaks are greasy. Correct, Taylor?
Yes.
And he didn't have any Aveeno on deck, so he was using that grease for his, you know what? The moral of the story is this is a classic example of whatever they said he did it. All right, he got caught with the products he stole, and he had a knife, so Jacob can't deny anything. He is currently state property and was charged with robbery and making terroristic threats, and he's being held on $5,000 bail. Please give Jacob McFarlane the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
And the fact that it's called the Auto Blow AI. I know AI stands for artificial intelligence, but not in Philadelphia. What does AI stand for in Philadelphia, Taylor?
My goodness.
Allen Iverson.
Oh, my Eddie. Gosh. Oh. Allen Iverson.
Eddie, step in, Eddie.
Thank Allen oh. Iverson. Oh, the greatest sense of all time, Taylor.
Yes. My God. My okay. It's the most Philadelphia story I heard in a long time.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, indeed. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. It's coming out of the Jim Jones rumor convo. How did you learn how to kiss? That is the question. 800. What? I'm asking. How did you learn how to kiss? How did you learn how to kiss, Charlamagne?
I have no idea. I really don't remember.
You don't even
but
know?
Keep in mind, I was getting I don't remember. I was getting molested at age 8, so does that count? Okay. Oh, now y'all don't want to talk. Nobody want to have a conversation now, huh?
Nope, man, this is uncomfortable and awkward. I'm sorry for you. You want to hug?
We were talking about learning how to kiss.
That's right. So, Yee, who taught you how to kiss?
She was kissing me.
The first time I learned how to kiss was I had a little boyfriend, and he one day kissed me on the mouth and used his tongue. And we never used to do that. Like, I had never done it before. I didn't even know what it was. I thought he just licked my mouth, and I was disgusted. And so I went to one of my friends, and I was like, why did he just lick my mouth? And she said, oh, you guys French kissed. And then that's how I learned what it was. And then she had to explain it to me because I didn't know people kissed with their tongues.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. How did you learn how to tongue kiss? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club. Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, this conversation is coming from the rumors. We were reporting about Jim Jones and how he learned how to kiss. So we're asking, how did you learn how to kiss? I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't remember. Nobody ever told me. I didn't look it up. It was just something I've probably seen in a movie and just tried, I'm sure. But I,
you don't remember your first kiss?
My first tongue kiss, I do remember, but I don't remember. Nobody ever taught me and was like, hey, you got to move your tongue like this. I just remember, you know, watching TV and they would kiss on TV and I probably just tried it, but I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't have a tutorial or watch a porn like other people. I had no clue.
Yeah, I've never thought about it until now, but I guess I learned from the woman who was molesting me when I was 8 years old. And by the way, I never even looked at it as molestation until I was in my like late 20s, early 30s. But definitely all my first base sexual experiences was with her. She definitely was making me put my tongue in her mouth. And I remember that because I will never forget the smell of that Jerry Curl. So, yeah, I guess that's who taught me how to. And we didn't call it tongue kiss back then. They called it French kiss.
Yeah, French kissing.
Right, French kissing.
That's French kiss. No, and damn well, you ain't know nobody from France.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's your boy Leo, man.
Your boy Leo. What up, Leo? Now, how did you learn how to tongue kiss, Leo?
Man, I learned how to tongue kiss just naturally, man. You probably was a kid or something playing with your sister dolls or something. You know, some kids stuff. You know what I'm saying?
You can't tongue kiss your sister's dolls because your sister's doll's mouth don't open up.
Nah, man.
You just licking the doll. You was licking the doll, bro.
It's more better than your parents just showing you how to kiss, man. Only thing my parents taught me was how to wear protection. You know what I'm saying? A condom. Put on a condom, son. Yeah, man. I think
But you know what? I don't know about you, but my parents were older.
Yes.
So I think that's what even Jim was saying in the lip service interview. His mom was younger, so she would be more prone to show him something like that. My mom was an older woman, Jehovah Witness. You know what I mean? And my daddy was, you know, in the street, but he was not like he was going to teach me how to kiss a woman.
Yeah, my mom wasn't a Jehovah Witness, but we just never had that conversation. We never had a conversation about the birds and the bees to this day. Nothing.
Yeah, me neither. You think kids nowadays just Google it if they have to find out? Because we didn't have that option to just Google kissing. Yeah.
I'm sure they do. But, you know, I've had the conversation about the birds and the bees early with my kids, like early, because they can Google. They can look it up. It's easy to, you know, access that stuff. We didn't have that access as easy.
And I think us as parents, being that we grew up in a different type of culture as far as hip hop and American culture, I think we might be more transparent than our parents before us. Our parents before us seemed like they were trying to hide a lot of stuff from us.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
Miko Grimes.
Miko!
What's going on? Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Miko.
Miko, you got the warm line. Why are you calling this number?
Because I was texting with Charlamagne. And I wanted to make sure that Jim Jones and his people didn't run up on me like they did Freddie Gibbs for my comment.
What was your comment, Miko?
Well, when I listened to it, it sounds like he was making an excuse for her, saying, well, my mom was a young mother. She might have made some mistakes. This might have been one of them. I know I smoke weed. Sometimes I say stuff that I shouldn't say. It sounds like he said something that was supposed to be like private between the family. And then his mother kind of covered it. Now, does that mean it's the truth? No. I'm just saying, as a listener, that's what it sounded like to me.
Oh, got you. Do you remember the first time you French kissed or tongue kissed or whatever the hell y'all call it?
Yeah, Miko, how did you learn how to tongue kiss?
Oh, my God. Sheldon, middle school, he had a BB gun to my head and threatened me to kiss him.
You should get
him
locked up.
That's awful.
You should get him locked up right now.
That's assault, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was.
I thought mine was bad.
Back then, that wasn't assault. Just like teachers used to be able to hit you back in the day. We don't know what's wrong until, you know, that's how I learned to freeze. Force you with a BB gun to kiss him on the mouth, stuck his whole tongue down my throat. I was like, what?
Now, do you ever have this conversation with your therapist, Miko? Have you ever discussed this?
It sounds traumatic.
No, yeah, I didn't. I had already dropped this down somewhere deep. I never discussed it with my parents.
How old was he and how old were you?
We were both 13. We were in middle school.
We might need to go get him locked up right now.
Where the hell is he now? Exactly. Yeah, how did his life turn out?
He in a lot of jail. A lot of jail. It's probably one of the best things I'd ever seen in my life. You know, in high school. We went to high school together, too. But he did some crime. A lot of crime. Just, you know.
Jesus Christ. Well, we are a traumatized people, boy.
We are a traumatized show, bro. This was supposed to be a fun topic and between Miko and Charlamagne. Goodness gracious.
This is our life. What you want us to do? You saw life, okay? I learned the tongue kiss by a woman who was molesting me when I was 8. Miko got tongue kissed by a guy who put a BB gun in her head. This is our life. What you want us to do? We're unpacking things, okay? That's why we're all in therapy now.
We aren't all perfect like you, Andy.
I ain't perfect, but jeez, I want to hug y'all. Here's air hugs for both of y'all, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Miko. Appreciate you.
All right. Love you guys.
All right. Love you back.
Love, peace.
Bye-bye.
You didn't thank me, Charlamagne, for the air hug. She did. You didn't.
I don't want your air hug because you're judging me right now. I don't want to be judged. Okay. I'm going to have virtual therapy today.
800-585-1051. Who taught you how to tongue kiss? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're asking, you know, who taught you how to French kiss? This came from Jim Jones on Lip Service, and he was discussing how he learned how to kiss. So we're asking, who taught you how to French kiss? Hello, who's this? Or how did you learn?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, y'all? This is Romy Rome from Dayton, Ohio.
Romy Rome. How did you learn how to tongue kiss, Romy Rome?
Man, look, man, it started back in daycare, dog. I'm telling you, we was like 6, 7 years old. You know how you used to take nap time at daycare? Man, it was a big room, all the cots. So You know, I would go over
all
there
the what?
And lay on her.
Cots. Cots.
Room,
he said cots. C-O-T-S. Like, what do you think, Charlamagne? What's wrong with you?
I was like, what the hell?
He got excited. He was like, where was this school? I want to go to this school.
I didn't. I was like, what the hell?
Like, yeah, brother.
Yeah, man. What we would do is, man, like every time somebody turned their head, man, I would go over there and I would just lay on top of her. We would peck at first, and then I'd run back to my cot. And then she'd get up, she'd come to my cot, do the same thing, lay on me, peck me, and then it was a third party eventually after about 5 or 6 times of that. She like, y'all supposed to stick y'all tongues in each other's mouth. It's called French kiss. I'm like, oh, snap. Mm-hmm. So then we tried that. We didn't know what the hell we was doing, man. We were just choking each other with our tongues. But I tell you what. later on, man, in life, dog, when we ran back into each other, man, and it was, we bring it up and laugh about it to this day. So we was like, yeah, still remember what we learned back in Pasha daycare? You know. So we had kids.
You know what's so scary? What's so scary about these conversations when you have kids? It's like, yo, when do you start the conversation with your children about these things? Because we were all kids once. You're describing something that happened to you when you were 6 or 7. So it's like, when do you have these conversations with your kids? Are you supposed to have them that early?
Man, it was like, you know, TV was kind of like taking, you know, just starting to, you know, they was kissing. They was doing all type of stuff back then with the TV. So we was learning that stuff just watching TV, man. So, you know, the talks back then was different. You know, it was more like, it wasn't the same thing that's going on now. It was like, basically, hey, you know what I'm saying? Throw you out to the world.
It's worse now.
Nowadays, stuff changed.
It's worse now. They seeing way more now.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. But I tell you what, shouts out to Pasha Daycare for producing professional kisses.
Man, shut up, man.
Goodbye, man. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Justin.
Justin, good morning, man. How did you learn how to kiss, bro?
Man, I just remember being in middle school or elementary school. My friends were talking about it one day, and I didn't know what it was, but I pretended like I did. And I went home, and I just practiced on like a fruit or something, man. I just remember, grabbed something out of the fridge, just started going at it.
My goodness.
Damn.
All right.
But when did you kiss a real woman, a girl?
A real person.
Or a boy.
Oh, I don't know why y'all keep talking about licking fruits and licking dolls.
I don't know if you remember the movie.
It's only a French kiss or a tongue kiss. No, it's really not, because it's like, yo, a French kiss, tongue kiss, you're putting your tongue in somebody's mouth. You're licking on a fruit. You're just licking on a fruit.
Well, you remember the movie Good Boys.
You know, in the movie Good Boys, the kids learned how to French kiss, on a CPR doll. That's how they started practicing.
Yeah, we have audio of that. Good Boys, if you haven't seen Good Boys, you got to check it out. It's hilarious. And if you have an edible one day, and then you watch it, it's even funnier. But this is from the audio from Good Boys.
My parents have a CPR doll. We can go practice kissing on that. Come on.
This is a really pretty CPR doll.
Stop. What are you doing?
Kissing her?
You can't kiss someone without their permission. Remember from assembly?
Pretend it's Brixley. Try to be a gentleman.
Okay. Brixley, can I kiss you?
Why?
You're sweet. You smell good. And just when I think I've got you figured out, you go ahead and start skateboarding.
I consent.
How was it?
Why does she have hair in her mouth?
I've never heard of that movie ever in my life.
CPR, it's hilarious. But by the way, that's not really even a CPR doll. If you watch the movie, that was actually a sex doll. But they thought it was a CPR doll and it was sticky around the mouth.
Yeah. I'm going to watch that this weekend. I'm going to tell you something, man. I salute all the parents out there teaching their kids about sex early. You know, I got 4 daughters. You know, my youngest is months old, so that don't even matter. But, you know, I also got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old and a 13-year-old, and I'm like, yo, when do you start having these conversations? Maybe my wife is already having them. I don't want to know. But it's just like when I hear these stories and I think about how young, you know, things were happening to me, and I'm hearing all these stories from our callers and how young things are happening to them. It's like, yo, when do you have these conversations?
Yeah, we had those conversations
in
middle school.
You'd rather tell them than have them learn somewhere else.
Absolutely, yeah. We had it. I think Madison was a freshman. And Logan, I believe, was in 8th grade. And, yeah, I didn't have that conversation. Gia did. I actually walked in when they were having the conversation, and then I walked right out because I just didn't – it was awkward for me, too.
Listen, I respect parents that do it, you know. I haven't gotten there yet, you know. So I respect Mama Jones. And I do not believe Mama Jones and Jim Jones was physically kissing each other. But I think that she was doing what we all should do, and it's to show our kids how – how to get down, because they probably already getting down. Oh, that sounds crazy.
I wish my parents would have had that. I wish they would have had that conversation with me. And I will say that it is important that your kids know that they could come to you for anything, too, to ask you any questions, let you know what's going on, have those communications, because I think some of us lack those things growing up. So we should learn from that.
Absolutely. Well, we got rumors on the way.
That's the most important thing. Just the communication part is the most important thing. Just being honest with each other.
Yes, when we come back, we are going to be talking about new music coming out, and also not just music dropping today, but there's some babies that are making their debut. We'll tell you who they are.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report, rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so rumor has it that Jeezy and Jeannie Mai welcomed their baby a couple of nights ago. So,
nice. If
true, congratulations to them. That's what some insiders are saying. Also, it looks like Cash Doll is ready to have her baby at any time. Tracy T posted from inside the hospital with the gown on and everything. So it looks like their baby is on the way, too. As reported, Cash Doll is naming their son Cashton Prophet Knight Richardson. So
okay.
Congratulations to that couple. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to hear some more congratulations? It looks like light-skinned Keisha is now engaged. Yes, so Coco Van Gogh proposed to her, and here is that moment.
Like 10 years, and we've been together for like 3.5, and this is, I could not do anything that I've done in my career without this girl right here, so I really want to know in front of everybody, will you marry me?
Ooh. Okay.
That was cute. So congratulations to everybody.
Absolutely.
We have good news sometimes in the rumor report. Now it's also New Music Friday. So are y'all ready, or have you heard any of these new albums? Gunna's new album is out, Drip Season 4.
I have
and
not.
I saw a lot of people talking about that on social media. Also, The Weeknd, he had a Twitch album listening party last night, and the album is out now. It's called Dawn FM. Also, Montana of 300, his album is out today as well, Rap God. So, you know, it's The Weeknd, and we love a Friday because all this new music drops. So make sure you guys check all of that out this weekend.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Naomi McDuffie is a girl who knows exactly where she's going in life, but she's about to find out that nothing is what it seems. Tuesday on The CW from Ava DuVernay comes the can't-miss new series, Naomi, Don't Believe Everything You Think and Don't Miss Naomi. Tuesday, 9, 8 Central, only on The CW.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I just want to tell everybody to be careful. I've been seeing this a lot on the news. Now, Apple has this new device called AirTags, and the device was created that you can connect it to your keys, or you could put it in your wallet, or something that you lose all the time, and it could help you find the device. But what people are doing is they're buying these devices, and they're either throwing it in your car or taping it to your car and then seeing where you live. Or for a lot of women, what they're doing is if you go to the bar and you put your bag down or you put your jacket down, they're putting it in your jacket, and then they can actually follow you. So just be very, very careful and always look at your surroundings, because you don't want one of these air tags on your car or on your, you know, your jacket, and people can find where you live. So just be extra, extra safe. I believe that's how when Safari was robbed, I think they put an air tag on his car. That's how they found where he lived. So just be very, very careful.
They've been doing
doing these devices a lot more recently. So just be very careful with that.
Yeah, they've been doing that for a while now. It's wicked out here, man. Very, very wicked.
Very crazy. All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, now I'm out in Virginia, Hampton Roads area. I'm going to be at Meal 1 later on today. I'm going to stop by Hampton University first, and then I'm going to head over to Meal 1. So if you're in the Hampton Roads area, come on and check me. We're going to have a good time later on. All right?
But I will say for anybody traveling this weekend, just be safe and make sure you call ahead if you're flying somewhere, because there are a lot of delays and a lot of issues, not just because of the weather, but also because of COVID. So just be aware of those things before you head to the airport. The airports have been a mess.
And this feels like it's been the longest, shortest week ever. Because, you know, we just coming off vacation. So, you know, I know a lot of people are just, you know, coming back from their holiday break. So we're just getting back in the groove of things. So I just want to tell all of us, we made it, damn it. All right. This long ass short week, we made it. So let's keep moving.
All right. Well, leave us on a positive note.
The positive note is simply this. Oh, also, too, man, I want to tell folks, if you're home this weekend, make sure to stream The God's Honest Truth on Paramount Plus. That's my late night talk show. The whole first season is available on Paramount Plus right now. So while you're home this weekend kicking it, you can watch that with your peoples. But the positive note is simply this. Give yourself permission to say, this isn't serving me. And walk away in peace. Please remember that. Give yourself permission to say, this isn't serving me, and walk away in peace. Don't be afraid to walk away.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.